When you hear the name Gerber, you perhaps immediately think of baby food. The home where the family lived and the kitchen that sparked the idea are very much a place you can stay today. I'll take you to that famous home on this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Chances are that when you were a baby, or if you had babies to feed at some point in your life, you probably had some Gerber baby food. This is the home where the story all began back in the 1920s.
It is a story of America. I always wondered why the food that built America, that show, why they haven't come across Gerber baby food yet. I mean, it has fed the world.
Kyle Converse's mother was born in this house in 1923, and her aunt was born a few years later. You can still see the kitchen here where Kyle's grandparents got in a fight and her grandmother threw a potato masher across the room when frustrated at the time it took to prepare the baby's food.
That's where it took place. It's what I remember in my childhood of what the kitchen looked like.
The incident sparked the family-owned canning company to produce baby food that truly helped feed the world. What is today known as the Gerber Guest House is a bed and breakfast, still in the extended Gerber family.
This house was built as a wedding present to my grandparents from his parents.
Kyle's grandfather and great-grandfather had homes that sat side by side, and a corridor was later built between the two homes to connect them. Today, there are several rooms where people can stay. The common areas and rooms contain a lot of memorabilia from the Gerber family and its well-known products. After they settled into their new jobs after moving to Fremont.
The people that came here are the ones that made it what it is today because they wanted a good library, they wanted a good school, they wanted a good hospital, they invested in a performing arts center.
Today the Gerber name, baby food, and guest house live on, a legacy of a family who simply wanted to make feeding babies easier and more nutritious for all. Traveling the countryside in Fremont, Michigan, I'm Andrew McRae.